Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
Best way to show you're a believer is the love of God. When you're walking in the love of God, it breaks down barriers. I mean, it doesn't matter where you come from, what you look like, what nationality you are, whatever. The love of God breaks all that down. And it helps you communicate something that nothing else does. And you're in the love of God, you're in His will. And that's what He's calling you to, the love of God. And that's what we're talking about today. And that's what happens in a place like this, is you've got everything up in here. You have educated people. You have uneducated people. You got people who just got out of jail. You got people who may end up in jail. You got people from all different walks. That's the way the church is supposed to be. You got people with bipolar, manic depressive, schizophrenia. You got all kinds of people coming up in here. That's the way the church is. It's kind of like a bowl of granola. We don't know if we're a nut, a fruit, or a flake sometimes. But that's what's supposed to be in the church. Are you listening to me? That's really the church. If you're looking for a church where everybody's got it all together and everybody's looking the same, you need to run from that place. But boy, if you got everything up in there, you got tattoos, you got earrings, you got nose rings, you got bells on your finger and bone through your nose, that's the right place to be. Now, I'm telling you something. That's really how it's supposed to be. Everything should be in here. Why? Because of the love of God. The love of God accepts everything and everybody. See that? And it's the most powerful force on the planet. And when you're in it, your marriage is going to work. Your finances are going to work. Your relationships are going to work. You're going to work. Because you were created to walk in the love of God. Am I making sense? All right, we're gonna look at that today. Go with me to the vision we have to build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The refining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the hearts. See, we've been talking about our heart, and your heart is what you center your life around. And the Bible says, in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, I search the heart, I test the mind, to give everyone according to their ways and according to the fruit of their doings. Our hearts are wicked. If they're left unattended, you're not giving your heart any attention, you're going to be in a mess. You're going to end up in a major problem. You think you got, if you just leave your heart go where it wants to go, people say, well, follow your heart. You better not follow your heart. You just need to follow your heart. You're going through so much. You just follow your heart. Have you heard that? That is the worst thing in the world you can do. You follow your heart, you're going to really end up in problems. When God is in your heart, and you're loving Him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself, you're going somewhere. You've got something going on in life. Am I making sense? And that takes all of us helping each other to get there. We can't do that on our own. And I'm going to show you that today. All right, so He tests the hearts. What's He testing it for? Love. He wants to see love in every area. That's the test. Every day, all day, everywhere. He's looking for love in that heart. In your heart and in my heart. How you treat people. How you treat yourself. How you treat your boss. How you treat your children. How you treat anything, your situation and circumstances. If you're blowing a gasket every time you turn around, failing the test. He's trying to get some love up in there. See that? He's trying to show you something about yourself. You see, what you repeat is what the result will be. What you keep repeating, that's what's going to show up in your life 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now, is what you keep repeating. If there's never any change, it's because you don't want to pass the test. You like it. Remember we talked about last week, we're loyal to our dysfunction. People are more loyal to their dysfunction than they are to the Word of God and the call of God on their life. And that's what they like, and that's what they're going to get. Am I talking to the right people? I'm preaching already, aren't I? All right, let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your presence today. We ask that You assist us by the power and presence of Your Holy Spirit. You said You would teach us and lead us and guide us into all truth. We need You, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. So, the Lord tests the hearts. So we're going to go to a scripture we've been on in Hebrews chapter 10 and 22. All right. Now this is a depiction of the body of Christ coming together because the Lord is coming back. This is now. This is what's going on now. This is where we're supposed to be. Look, let us draw near with a what? True heart in full assurance of faith. See, in this portion of Scripture, you're going to see faith, hope, and love. Faith, hope, and love. In 1 Corinthians 13, faith, hope, and love, it says, but the greatest of these is love. You can't even operate in the love of God without faith. Galatians 5, 6 says, faith works through love. See? And the kingdom of God, everything in the kingdom of God operates by faith. It has to be by faith. Faith works through love. So now watch. Faith, hope, and love. Hope is the next one. Watch this. Full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Give me the next one. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope. And remember that term, hold. Let us hold fast, means as though your life depends on it. You should hold on to what God has said to you as though your life depends on it. With everything you have. Let us hold fast the confession. This word confession is the Greek word homo logo. Logo is the word. Homo means same. Same word. See that? So that's what he's saying. Hold fast with though your life depends on it, the word God has said to you with hope. Hope, put your faith in that word and hold on to it with hope. Hope is a joyful anticipation of good. So in other words, while I'm holding on to what I'm believing in, I'm going to enjoy the journey. I'm going to have joy, and I'm going to be anticipating that the good is coming. What's coming? The love of God. The agape love of God is going to show up in this area of my life that God is developing. See that? Faith, hope, and love. Catching that? That's a divine order there. Now, confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is what? Faithful. And let us consider one another. Remember, the word consider means to meditate and to ponder on heavily. So in other words, people will come in here and they got difficulties, they got problems. So they're going through something. We're to consider them. We're to consider them. You know, I talked to some people last week that I've been helping, and I considered them. And they said, you've been helping me for this long period of time. And I really want to thank you, and I really appreciate it. And they really, you know, expressed thanksgiving for it. And it was, you know, a lot of times I didn't feel like it. A lot of times I didn't want to. But agape was in there. Agape never quits and never gives up. Never. So I gave them some agape, and that's really what they needed. See this? And I prayed for them. And when you pray for people, sometimes people say, well, all I can do is pray for them. Sometimes that's all you need to do. When you really, you know what? When you pray for people, guess who that's going to change? You. And we're supposed to pray for people. But we got our minds so consumed on ourselves, we can't even pray or consider anybody else. But we're to consider people up in here now today. You have somebody who talked to you today, maybe has a difficulty they're going through. You need to be praying for them. Now watch. Consider one another. The word order is the word taxidermy, remember? It's you take a fish, you catch a fish, and you want everybody to see it, take it to a taxidermist. And they'll put it on a plaque. You look at it, looks like it just jumped out of the water. Or a deer, I remember I walked in someone's living room, there's a big old deer, looked like it just came out of the wall. I mean, it looked alive. Well, that's a good taxidermy. It looks alive, and that's what God is saying. I want this to look alive. This is how I want it to look. Now watch. And stir up. This word stir up means to irritate. To irritate and stimulate. See, some of you have already got irritated by something I've said already. And that's good. Because you need irritation to motivate you towards the love of God. You see that? And that's what happens in a culture where the love of God is being developed. You're going to be irritated at times. And we need to be irritated at times. Because without the irritation, you'll never move towards the love of God. You'll always take the easiest. That? Always. Now watch. Stir up love and good works. That love is the agape love. Good works. Okay, what's that? That's what you're created for. Good works. In relationship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prearranged beforehand that you should walk in them. God, when God created you, when you came out of your mother's womb, when you were, before you were even in your mother's womb, get a hold of that. Jeremiah says, before I was in my mother's womb, you ordained me, you sanctified me, and you called me. You ordained me. He had a plan and purpose for your life. Our misery and our depression and discouragement comes from when we're not moving in that direction and doing and fulfilling good works. Where do they come from? They come right out of the love of God. The love of God has to be developed. See that? When you do the works and the love of God is not mixed in it, you're going to see today it's a bunch of noise. It's clanging cymbals, and it's a bunch of noise. It has no power in it. But when the love of God is mixed in there, now you're advancing God's kingdom. That's the good works. He has you here to advance his kingdom. That's the reason you live. That's the reason you're here. He keeps giving you another chance. See that? So now think about this. Not forsaking the assembling. The word forsaking means to abandon emotionally. We shouldn't abandon emotionally what? The assembly. The people of God. the body of Christ, where the word of God is going forth. We shouldn't abandon that. We shouldn't forsake it. Why? Because the development is there. Well, I don't feel good in there sometimes. Well, it's not about feeling good. He's showing me, he's reading my mail. I'm not, the word of God reads your mail. See that? And it's there to develop you, to draw you closer so you can walk in the love of God. Now look, assembling every part in place. That's what that means. We all have a part in this. And when we're here doing our part, there's fulfillment. You're doing His will. When you're in His will, life is enjoyable. Life is full. Life is good. I had someone last week say, I'm done with this life. I'm just done with this life. I'm done with this life. What? I'm done with this life. You know what that is? That's selfishness. You see that? That's pride at its highest. I'm done with this life. But you know why? Because everything's not going the way they want it to. See that? But when you're in the body of Christ and you go through something, it's nothing. You don't have this, I'm done with this life attitude. You may think I'm being insensitive, but I'm not. I'm trying to show you that if you have that mentality, that's steeped in yourself. You're centering your life around yourself. You see this? Self-centered. And when you do that, life is going to be miserable. And yet, no matter how much money you have, no matter what you have, you're going to be miserable. I read a story about Johnny Depp. Anybody know Johnny Depp? I know we all know him. But Johnny Depp is an actor. And he's the highest paid actor ever. Ever. All time ever. Johnny Depp. He was in court and they called him a wife beater. Now I'm not reading gossip magazines, I'm telling you, this is what happened in court. So now he's a wife beater. He left his family. I think he's been married 3 times. He left his family. And had a family in France. He moved to France and thought it would go better over there. Had so much money, he could do what he wanted to do. He was getting $50 million per episode. $50 million. So now he gets into another one. He has another episode. So he goes. He likes this woman. Remember, our sight is our strongest sense. He likes this other woman that he's going to be in the movie with. So now he likes her. He leaves his family with her. You know how he got into acting? The way he looked. No education, no training. Johnny Depp. How he looked. His looks. He found out he could act when they got him in and started doing it. And he had a drug addiction. He was an alcoholic. He drank. He did all these things. And everybody protected him because he made them money. See that? So they protected his dysfunction. They just saw him a couple weeks ago. Someone found him in a hotel. By himself, drunk, miserable, 57 years old. Said he'll never have another movie. You listen to me? Still doesn't know. You know, I was reading all that, and I'm thinking, man, he needs to be in the love of God. Somebody needs to reach him with Jesus. Am I making sense? Jesus would pull him out of all that. Jesus is helping him spend his money right. See, if you don't make provisions with your money, if you're always spending more than you're making, you're going to end up broke, busted, and disgusted. How could you spend more than $50 million an episode? You see that in that? See, if you don't make provisions for your health and do exercising, do something, eating healthy, doing something, 10 years from now, you're going to be walking around with some booty-do. Remember, what's booty-do? That's when your belly sticks out farther than your booty-do. Yeah, if you don't do something, and that's going to affect your health. If you don't do something in your relationships, if you keep repeating it, they're going to keep failing. You glad you came to church today? That's how it is. That's the way it is. Now look at this. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians 13. Y'all all right? The results in your life are what you have been repeating. You keep repeating things. If it's just, you see, ever hear people, how's it going? Oh, same old, same old. You know, it's the same old, same old. Boy, I want some of that, don't you? You see, whatever you want, whatever you long for, you know, if it's within God's will, and His will is the best for you, you get yourself around people that have it. And slowly, it will show up in your life. It's not going to happen overnight. It will show up in your life. You are a result of the people you've been hanging around. Studies show that people that have a low IQ, if they hang around people with a high IQ, year or two later, their IQ comes up. See that? So you keep hanging out here, you're going to get smart. Is this making sense? It's the truth. Not about just me. But look at this. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or clanging cymbal. Remember? Those were what they did in these pagan temples in Corinth. And Paul was saying, we need love in your worship. And their worship was a bunch of noise, but no love was involved. And there was immorality. There was all kinds of debauchery taking place in Corinth. And it was because there was no love of God there. And so that's what he's saying. It's lacking love. And it's a bunch of noise. When you don't have love in your relationship with your wife, your children, it's a bunch of noise. See that? When you don't have love with the people you work with, it's all a bunch of noise. See that? Because love breaks down barriers. Love helps you. This agape love, God's love. Remember, there's five loves. Filial love is brotherly love. Storge love is the mother's love for her children. Thermos love is a passionate love. Eros love is a sexual love. All four of those loves are based on emotions. And your emotions will always let you down. Always. Agape love never quits, never fails. Never. It's not based on circumstances. It's not based on emotions. It's not based on situation. It's based on God, because God is love. And this is what he's trying to develop in all of us. See this? And where that love exists, it's power. Power and influence in what matters most to you. Integrity. People want to talk about integrity all the time. Love is integrity. Everything integrated is working. It's producing love. See that? And when you avoid that, you're not being honest with yourself. When you run from that, remember, people run from church. Where the word of God is going forth to call them to love. Remember we talked about the amygdala hijacking? The amygdala is those lobes in your brain that where the fear center is. And something triggers that, and you want to run. You're running from the very thing you need. See that? People get hurt, they run. Fight or flight. They're running from what they really need in life. You really need the love of God because the love brings you to reality, the real you, who you really are. See this? All right. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. Well, that's strong, isn't it? Give me the next one. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, you can go give things to people, do things for people all the time. And God hasn't even given it any consideration if love's not in there. See that? You can empty your bank account and give it away. If love's not in it, it means nothing. You can give your life. Look at this. And though I give my body to be burned, you can die for your best friend. If it wasn't love in it, it was in vain. The word vain means like a bubble that bursts. Empty. See, when you do things outside of the love of God, it's in vain. Everybody do that. No. Now watch. Look like you need to smile a little bit. This is good stuff. Hold on. But have not love, it profits me nothing. The word profit means what's left after the exchange. So nothing's left after the exchange if love wasn't in there. It wasn't God's love, agape love. Now, look at this. Next one. Love suffers long. Ooh, there it is. Love suffers long. Now, this word suffers long, long suffering. God is, it says in 1 Peter that God is not slack concerning his promises, but is long suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. See, he keeps giving us a chance. He's long-suffering, puts up with us. He's long-suffering. That's the way we're supposed to be with people. Long-suffering towards people. That word long-suffering always in reference to people. Or patience, that's in reference to circumstances and situations. God wants you to be long-suffering. See that? Towards people. Your spouse, your children, people you work with, long-suffering. This is God's love. Am I making sense?
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.